I'm Shannon Gilchrist, Board Chair of the Cosmetology and Associated Professions Licensing Board. I'd like to call this meeting of the Cosmetology and Associated Professions Licensing Board to order. It is now 9:07 a.m. on September 11th, 2024. Notice of this meeting was provided as required under Utah's open meeting laws. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. The recording will be posted to Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. The following board members are in attendance: Shannon Gilchrist, Shauna Allen, Darlene Durant, Christy Hammond, Kathy Davis Rees, Megan, Kathleen Martell, David Wright, Ryan Bailey, Nina Bowen Buckles, and Kirsten Shumway. We welcome any visitors and interested persons at this time. Please be sure to identify yourself before speaking. Please announce yourself each time you speak. As a courtesy to everybody participating in this meeting, we will ask all attendees present to mute their microphones and cell phones. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. Let us now proceed with the agenda.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming and attending today. We're excited. There's one informational announcement. The NIC conference is October 11th through the 14th. Thank you. I spoke with Mark Steinigel yesterday, and there's been some historical precedents for when the state of Utah has hosted a conference, and he's willing to use the E&E funds to pay for the registration fee for all of the board members. Okay. Brian will be sending out an email after this meeting with the registration form. If you are interested in attending, we need that back by Friday. Close of business on Friday, Monday at the latest, so we can get all of that in the registration set. The meeting or the conference is here in Salt Lake. There will be an information packet that goes out with the agenda for the meeting on the different days and what to expect. So that's our informational portion for the meeting. On to the meat of our meeting. So the rule, let me pull that up and share.
Did you have that stupid party in folder? So do you ever need to know about that? So do you ever need that movie? And if that makes no sense.
Sorry, all some technical difficulties in getting this shared.
Sorry, go back to in our shared drive.
Okay.
So you sure?
Okay, there we go. Can everyone see that? All right. Okay, so the only changes we talked about that needed to be made were the addition to the curriculum for eyelash eyebrow technician under the chemical portion. We added. Aftercare for the eyelash and eyebrow chemical services, including aftercare. And that got added in. And then the definition for dermaplaning. So because dermaplaning is not defined in statute, I went and talked to our legal analysts, and we are required to define it by rule. So we are going to leave it as defined by rule currently. I have made the recommendation to Oppler to include the language of dermaplane in the legislation so that it gets defined in the new statute. And the for that, we will have the same language with the portion of the general medical supervision removed so that it is defined in statute, and then we won't have that coming back and forth on us anymore. Okay. Any questions, comments for that?
Do we need to look at that eyelash school requirement to see if there's anything we want to add? I'm
Darlene, looking. I can't hear you. Ryan, can you see if the volume's open? Darlene, can you try speaking again?
Yeah, how's that? Better?
Did you have a comment?
Yeah, so on the eyelash extensions, I'm just reading through that right now. And do we need any more clarification on the curriculum for that than what there is? Because I feel like it does cover sanitary and safety. It does cover professionalism. It doesn't cover any details about the type of eyelash extensions that could be taught. And we're not including in that any type of lamination or tinting, just the eyelash extension. Is that correct?
So under eyelash and eyebrow chemical services, it includes the brow lamination and lash tinting. So that would be 15. So
I'm looking at a different spot than you are, right?
It's right up on the screen, right? Yeah. There. Number 15, B and C is brow lamination and lash lifting. Okay. And brow tinting is D.
I think I'm looking under the curriculum for eyelash and eyebrow school is what I'm looking under.
Oh, but okay.
Under that curriculum, it doesn't have any of those listed. Do they need to be listed there or no?
So this.
Or
this
no, is, I didn't scroll down far enough. That's what you're going to tell me. I'm so sorry.
We're good.
I guess I need to wake up this morning. Now this looks a lot better. I kept thinking, That is not what we talked about. This looks much better. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you. No, that's good. And it keeps us all honest and paying attention this morning.
I might have a page break right there, and it's a huge one for some reason on the copy that I copied. Anyway, okay. Thank you.
Yep. Yes.
Can you just, I don't know if I heard you right about dermaplaning. Can you restate that again?
Yeah, so for dermaplaning, in the statute, it is not defined, so I have to define it in rule. So we're going to leave the definition of dermaplaning in rule as it currently is. The recommendation has gone into the draft to be presented that the dermaplane language, or that dermaplane be defined in statute as, I'll find dermaplane. Right now it is under therapy, dermaplane. So number 8, dermaplane means the use of a scalpel or bladed instrument under the general supervision of a healthcare practitioner to shave the upper layers of the stratum corneum. So the recommendation to put into statute is maintain that definition with the removal of the the general supervision of a healthcare. So it would read, means the use of a scalpel or bladed instrument to shave the upper layers of the stratum corneum. So that we're going to move the definition into statute. Brenda. Brenda, if you're speaking, we can't hear you. Let me see if she's muted.
Can you hear me now, David?
There we go. Thank you.
Okay. No, I'm struggling, so I'm on both. I'm going to turn my phone down. I actually changed my mind, but then it's like, well, no, I'll go ahead and ask my question. Why can we not change it in rule here, getting rid of that supervision piece, instead of having to wait for Oppler?
So the change to remove the general supervision does not just affect the esthetician, it also affects the general supervision of the healthcare practitioners who have not had a voice in drafting this rule. I do not think that would be fair to remove that with no notice to them. With this going into the statute, they will have a chance to see it and make preparations for losing that portion of their business side as well.
Okay, but they were part of that legislation. I guess they just failed to speak up on their end because they were present. The UMA was present.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Sure. I just said the UMA was present during that legislation.
Right, during the legislation, it just said dermaplaning. That we remove the as defined by rule, but that didn't remove it being defined by rule. So because the rule is still in effect, all of those healthcare practitioners who are doing the general supervision are still doing it. So with no notice, that does not seem like a fair thing to do.
Okay, thank you.
Candace?
So what Brenda's getting at is when that legislation was passed during the 2024 legislative session, the healthcare professionals who have been providing general supervision, were aware of that removal in that legislation by Representative Hinkins and Senator Hinkins and Representative Watkins. And several of them were concerned. The biggest concern was that some of the healthcare professionals are basing their entire income over being supervisors. I had a phone call from one during that legislative session that was charging over $100,000 to three or four different practitioners who were doing dermaplaning. And so they were upset because they're going to lose income off of being general practitioner or general supervisors. But in reality, the legislators knew about that and decided to pass the legislation so that there wouldn't have to be any general supervision.
Okay, so again, the legislation did not remove the requirement for general supervision. The legislation just now says dermaplaning. Dermaplaning is not defined in the legislation. By law, I am required to define it in the rule.
So you're telling me that it didn't get drafted properly during the 2024 session?
Correct. And that is why my recommendation has been to put it in the new legislation with the definition that is in the rule, with the removal of the general, the general supervision, so that it's drafted correctly in the statute and it's not a back and forth and everyone sees it. And I think that's the appropriate place for it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not right.
I'll talk to Representative Melissa Ballard, because she was under her standing that it was the general supervision had gone away also. So I'm going to make sure she's aware of that, so that she makes sure that if it does really need drafting, that it is in that legislation. So
yes, that so it is in the recommendation that is going up for legislation with that wording. Okay. Any other questions, comments? Okay. So we would need a motion to either accept and the
I have one question on this. So I know that they're not doing waxing, but it will be within there to do eyebrow shaping. And now that is with tweezers, correct? Tweezing?
Yes, and that is in the statute.
Okay,
it says via tweezing.
Okay, that was my only question that I had on this. I think it was fair. Okay, so I'd like to make a motion to approve the law and rule update for the eyelash and eyebrow technology curriculum.
I'll make a motion to do the upgrade for the eyelashes.
Okay, do we need to vote on everybody? Okay, are all in favor of accepting this law and rule update? Please say aye.
Aye, Darlene.
Aye, this is Christy Hammond.
Is anybody opposed to it? That's
good. Okay. Can you please say that the motion carries?
The motion carries for the update for the eyelash and eyebrow technology curriculum. Okay. All right. It is now 9:27 a.m. and this meeting is adjourned.